أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we have this blessed Friday again and we got that opportunity to perform Jummah Salah with Jama'ah. We thank Allah for this amazing blessing, and we send Durood o Salaam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I always revise that that's the main objective of Friday Jummah, Friday prayer, when we gather, and this khutbah, when we come for Friday khutbah and listen, that's actually a reminder. The most important part of this, we need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to send Durood o Salaam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. These are the two main ingredients of Friday khutbah. So when I start with all these verses of praising Allah, and I send Durood o Salaam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and then we put up the case what we will discuss today inshallah. So we have been going through Alhamdulillah with the resolution of this new year, where we talk about six categories where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah loves in the light of Quranic ayat. Alhamdulillah, we already covered Muhsineen last Friday, two weeks ago. Today, inshallah, we will talk about Tawwabin. And then we will talk about Mutatahirin. Then we talk about Muttaqin. Then we will talk about, inshallah, Mutawakkilin, those who have trust, complete trust upon Allah. And then we will talk about Muqsitin, those who do justice, Adal. So that's actually six categories we are covering. Today is Tawwabin. So we will see inshallah what is Tawbah. We will see what is the difference between Tawbah, Maghfirah, Afwa. You know, we say Af, Wa'afu Anna. So we will see all that inshallah. And we will see what type of Tawbah Allah is asking in Quran. And then inshallah we will see benefit and rewards of doing Tawbah actually. So these are few highlights, high level. So let's start inshallah with what is Tawbah. Tawbah is a process. So we need to understand that process. The first feeling when we do Tawbah, the first feeling we need to have in our heart, we have done something wrong. The feeling of acceptance, we have done something wrong and we regret upon it. So that's actually the feeling. First, so we made a mistake. We need to accept that. Otherwise, you cannot have tawbah from your heart. You cannot have sincere tawbah. So the first thing you need to accept, oh yeah, I have done this mistake. Then you need to turn towards Allah. You need to ask Allah, oh, I have done this mistake. Then you need to seek forgiveness. You ask Allah, oh Allah, I have done this mistake. Please forgive me. And then you need to have commitment not to repeat that mistake. It's not finished yet. There is one more step. So if you have done some mistake, you have to compensate that mistake with good deeds. So it's not only stopping doing wrong. You need to add up. You need to compensate. You need to remove with your good deeds actually. So it's a whole process, step by step. So the good example of this is, I got an example and I want to share. This example is, let's say you need to go Mississauga. So you need to take westbound. You know, you need to go west. And you need to take either bus to go to westbound, or you need to take train to go to westbound. If you this is your plan, and by mistake, actually, you took a train to go to eastbound, and then or you took a bus to go to eastbound. So you will end up into Oshawa. So as soon as you realize, oh, you have done a mistake, what action? The acceptance of the mistake is not enough, because you say, oh, I made a mistake, but you will not reach to Mississauga by accepting that mistake. What you need to do? You need to do some actions. What are the actions? Oh, I have done a mistake. Next stop, you will get off. So that's action. And then you need to take another bus to go to Mississauga, westbound. So this is actually removing that mistake. And you cannot end it up to Mississauga if you don't take any action. So that's actually an amazing example to understand the process of Tawbah. If you have done some mistake, we need to accept, then do some action, then we will remove that mistake. So that's actually the... And then, this word is amazing. This word, I have said this before. So this word is used with both for slaves, for servants, and for Allah as well. Amazing word. Because you say Allah is Tawwabur Rahim. But Allah is saying, Inna Allah yuhibbul Tawwabin. So Allah is Tawwab and He loves Tawwab. So what is the difference? When we say Tawbah, when it is used with ila. So you can, it's simple. When we say, oh Allah, forgive me. So you are looking at Allah. Oh Allah, forgive me. So when this word is used with ila, it is actually the acceptance, like repentance from slave, and we are seeking repentance from Allah. And Allah say, oh, I accepted. So when the word Tawbah use ala, so you need to see ila and ala. Allah is coming from top, like Allah. Allah is saying, I accepted your Tawbah. So whenever the word Tawbah used alayhi, means it's actually Allah is Tawbah. So Allah is acceptance Tawbah. Allah is accepting your Tawbah. So the one who is seeking Tawbah, the one who is seeking repentance, is also Tawbah. Amazing word. So this is beautiful, the beauty of this word. Only the next word, it's very common in English as well. When we say bring about, bring into, the word is same, bring, but after the word after that tells you what is the meaning. Bring into, bring about, bring up. So all these actually preposition changes the meaning as well. So I just want to say that. So and it's very everybody makes mistake. So as Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have a hadith, he said, "Kullu bani Adama khatta'un." وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّابِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ Not خَطَّابِينَ is خَطَّائِينَ. So all human makes mistake. But who are the best out of those who make mistake? Those who do Tawbah actually. So that's hadith says. So everybody, we are not free from mistakes. We are not free from sins. So the best of those people who makes mistake, those who repent. So that's actually the overview of Tawbah. Now we will go into what is the difference between, we heard Maghfira, we heard Tawbah, we heard Af. So we need to see a little bit, a slight difference between these three. So Tawbah, we have seen already. What is the meaning of Tawbah? You need to accept, regret, then turn toward Allah, and then ask for forgiveness, and then you need to do good deeds to repent, remove it. So the word maghfira means covering. So what the word maghfira means, Allah covers our mistakes. Allah covers our sins with His maghfira. It's like a sheet. It's like a big sheet of maghfira. And Allah's maghfira is wasi', big. Allah's maghfira is huge. Allah can cover all of our sins. So that's actually the meaning of... this is the process. First you need to turn towards Allah. Then we need to seek forgiveness. And these two words are amazing. These two words are same when they have same meaning when they used alone. So you will see same translation used for Tawbah, same translation is used for Maghfira. But when they use together, it creates some very good concept. So for let's say in one ayah I say afala yatubuna ila Allahi wa yastaghfirunahu wallahu ghafurur rahim. So first he in this ayah says, don't they turn towards Allah and seek forgiveness? So the first step, we need to stop what we were doing, mistakes, sins. Then we need to turn to Allah and then we ask for His forgiveness. They can use any word can be used before, like we can ask forgiveness first and also we can turn to Allah. So in several ayah, the word istighfar is used first and then turning towards Allah is used next. We will see that. So this is the difference. So usually maghfirah is something when we have done some sins and it is written in our book and Allah covers them. That's the maghfirah. What is the difference between af? You know, when we say Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. What is this word af? It means Allah completely remove your sins. Allah did not give permission of that sins to write into your register. That's the difference between maghfira and af. The maghfiras, Allah covers our sins which are already registered, and af means those sins Allah completely ignore. They did not go to our book, in our register, our kitab, amal. You know, they don't go into our amal. So that's very amazing and concept to understand all these three things. You can see that, you know, the concept when we have a traffic ticket, and when you go for trial and your police officer don't show up, what happens? That ticket is completely gone from your history. So that you can understand what is the af. Af means mu'af, complete. Allah ignore your sins. They did not go into your book. So your driving history will not be impacted. So that's actually the very good example to understand. So what type of tawbah? You know, Allah in Quran-e-Majeed, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallah. Tubu ilallah. Tawbatan nasuha. So that's what I am explaining here. What type of tawbah Allah asked us to seek repentance? Sincere repentance. We need to have strong commitment to ourselves. We will not repeat that sins, any sins. We will not repeat that mistake. That's actually sincere tawbah, which we have to ask Allah. So that's actually, and in some other example, another in hadith. Look at the importance and look at the what type of tawbah we need to seek. Look at this hadith. Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ilallah, wastaghfiruhu. فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِيَةَ مَرَّةٍ. It's word by word, very simple. Oh, Hadhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, O people, tubu ilallah. The way in Quran says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ilallah. Hadith saying same thing, tubu ilallah. And then, وَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ, and seek forgiveness. فَإِنِّي, indeed me, Hadhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَإِنِّي, indeed me, atubu, seek repentance. Turns towards Allah in a day. How many times? One hadith says 70 times. This hadith says 100 times. So this is the hadith. So what time? And when we do repentance like that, 100 times a day, we will become tawwabun. Tawwabun means seek repentance again and again. Because we will make mistakes. And we will forget. And then ask Allah again. So that's actually the process of repentance. So this is the meaning of what type of tawbah we need to ask. And now Quran also explained that Allah is the only one who will accept our repentance. No other one. So we need to seek towards Allah whenever we have done any mistakes or any sins. So Allah in Quran-e-Majeed Allah says, and what is the limit of seeking repentance? Like when? Any time, even before your death. So this hadith, another hadith says, "Man taba qabla an tatli'u ash-shamsa min maghribiha, taba Allahu alayhi." He who repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will accept his repentance. So we have time till the day of judgment, you know, when the sun will rise from maghrib. So that's actually amazing, infinite. The opportunity of seeking Allah and repentance will not expire unless we die, until the death. So that's actually the wide range of a moment when we seek Allah for forgiveness and for repentance. Now we, alhamdulillah, we have covered everything which we want to. We have few rewards. What are the rewards of seeking Allah? So we are looking at those rewards and we will finish inshallah quickly. So what are the rewards? The foremost, Allah loves those who seek repentance. You know, we started with it. Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin. Allah loves them. Allah likes them. Another meaning, Allah make friendship with them. Actually, that's what another meaning. Yuhib means friendship. Allah takes care of your matters. So that's actually the meaning of hub. Goodly work provision. You know, another ayah in Quran says, and you that ask forgiveness of your Lord, then turn to Him, He will provide you with a goodly provision to an appointed term. So Allah will give you goodly provision. Your mata, you know, the provision in, to live in this life will be increased. So that's actually second. Rain and increase in your strength. Another Quranic ayah says, and O my people, ask forgiveness of your Lord, then turn to Him. So two process. Ask for forgiveness and turn to Him. Or turn to Him and ask for forgiveness. Same thing, interchangeable. What is the benefit if you do that? He will send on you clouds, powering down abundance of rain, and add strength to your strength. If you are strong, Allah will add more strength into it. And Allah will send rain in abundance, with rahmah, with mercy. Not like hurricane. No, so that's actually the meaning. So, and the another advantage, the reward, enter into the Jannah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُزْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. And there will be no oppression on them. So they will be entered into the Jannah, paradise, and there will be no oppression. So look at this. We are, what is repentance? Actually making acceptance of our own sins. But as a doing, you know, that action, Allah will give us too much reward as well. So that's actually things to understand. And evil deeds will be changed by good deeds. This is the beautiful benefit. When we perform tawbah, Allah will automatically replace our sins and replace them with hasanat. So sayyiat will be changed with hasanat. So that's actually the beauty of this last one. And will be among the successful one. So an ayn yakuna min al muflihin. Those people who perform tawbah, they will be considered muflihin, and they will be included in those in the life hereafter among the muflihun. So that's actually the highlight of, you know, quick review of the rewards. So what we have learned today, alhamdulillah, we have covered Allah loves six people. We are doing this series: Muhsinin, Tawwabin, Muttaqin, Mutawakkilin, Muqsitin, and Mutatahirin. So this one today we did Tawwabin. Inshallah, Allah will give us tawfiq. We will cover more categories, inshallah. So today we have covered Tawbah. What is Tawbah? What is the difference between Maghfira, Af, and Tawbah? And we have covered what type of Tawbah we need to ask, like Tawbatan Nasuha. And then we saw rewards, alhamdulillah. So we ask Allah Ta'ala this dua, amazing dua, which is recommended after wudu. You know, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabina wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirina. So this is the dua as well, every time we make wudu. So may Allah accept all whatever we have said. Make me follow all instruction or whatever information I shared with you. Make me to follow that, and then it make this nasiha beneficial for all of you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.